Stuart, how frustrating a result is that, given how well you played, especially in the second half?
I think it's just night and day at the moment. The way we played against Middlesbrough on Saturday, we were slow starting. I think Will Keane's had half a chance, but then we've not defended our box well enough. We couldn't cope with the long throw that was coming in. We couldn't handle the boy Brown, who was causing us problems. And then to go 2-0 down, we're suddenly chasing the game. The disappointing thing is the effort, the commitment we've put in second half. I'm just saying to the players, look, you've got to start with that. It's so vital, this championship. If you don't start right and you go a goal down, you end up chasing the game, which we've had to do in the end. And then we've had a go second half, but getting there, we've not worked the keeper enough.
I thought you started all right. I thought you looked comfortable first 10 or 15 minutes, to be honest. I didn't think you seemed to be in any bother.
We're the home team. The onus is on us to go. You just felt it was, again, I said to the lads before the game, it was a night where the fans have turned up. We'd have to get them excited. We're going to have to lift them and give them something to get them going, whether it be a tackle, whether it be a header that you win. And then suddenly, Blackburn have caused us problems with the long throw, the boy Spurs throw. We couldn't deal with the first one, and then suddenly, what we did say to the players was that you've got to keep Rhodes out of the box, and you've got to be, once he's in the box, you've got to be marking him tight. And I think he just drifted off somebody and ended up putting the ball in the back of the net. And then the second one, I think the lads carried it about 50 yards, just dribbled and nobody's got a tackle in. Suddenly we're chasing the game.
And on that, you just come through a frantic spell. When your goalkeeper gets it, would you expect him, and as good as he's been, just to hold on to the ball, allow you to get up the pitch and take a breather? Because it was pinballing everywhere, and he's tried to play it quickly to Atty, hasn't he, who's lost it on the halfway line, and then they've broken at you down that side.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the distribution. Like, you just hit the nail on the head there. Atty's lost possession, but Atty's lost possession on the halfway line. Suddenly the right back's picked it up and kept running and running and running and waiting for somebody to put a tackle in. So that's the disappointing thing. It's the manner in which we conceded the two goals. But you cannot give opposition's charity goals, and that's what we've done tonight.
What about the change at half time? Was that tactical or an injury with Zayeta?
Well, obviously we lost Semedo. He felt something crack in his foot, and then Zayeta was a hamstring problem. So, I'm not blaming them that we've ended up losing the game. It's just the start. We were such a slow start. We're the home team. We have to put them under a lot of pressure. One thing I did say to the players, hey, they've got a game against Liverpool on Sunday. We've got to see if they fancy it. But the disappointing thing, like I say, was that we conceded two goals, and there's at times in that first half they wanted it more than we did.
How is Camille and Jose at the moment? What chance do they have for the weekend?
No, I think they'll be both struggling for the weekend, but we've got to get on with it. We're probably going to a ground on Saturday that the pitch is not as best, not as good.
It's been kind, isn't it?
Well, but again, it's something we know, because we're suffering with it here. But like I just said to the players, we can't blame the pitch for the first goal. The ball's in the air. We haven't dealt with the first ball, and we haven't stayed with the man who's ended up putting the ball in the net.
Sam in for Kieran from the start. What was the thinking there?
Kieran's got a bit of a calf problem as well, so it was a case that I knew Sammy was on 9 bookings, and whether he was going to get that one again tonight. But Kieran's just got a little bit of a tight calf, so again it was only one change. But you got one change from Saturday after a good performance. And I said I think I was quoted as saying 8 and 9 out of 10 performances. Well, we were nowhere near that tonight. I think Chris Maguire came on, give us a bit of a lift. He was unlucky with the volley there at the end. I think that just shows what good defending that was. Was getting hit with the ball, but we just didn't do enough for the 90 minutes. We can't just be a 45 minute team.
Chris really livened you up though. Do you think he's got a bit of a point to prove at the moment?
Well, he missed two games through suspension, and then his partner had a baby, so we give him 2 or 3 days off. And we've won back-to-back wins. But like I said to the players, if you've got a shirt, you keep hold of it. And credit to Chris, so he's come on and he's given us a lift. Just a shame he got that volley blocked at the end there.
You're not one to moan about officials, really, but there was a lot of frustration there. You could feel it, couldn't you, with some of the decisions and some of the positioning at times from the ref. A couple of times he got in the way, and he did show some great footwork at one point in the second half, I thought.
Again, I'm a great believer in it. It's a difficult job to do, but suddenly if the fans are keep moaning about the decisions, there's some surely the referee at times is thinking, well, hang on, is it me that's maybe having a bad game or something like that? But I just could. I'm trying to get to the fourth official saying, look, they were just slowing the game, time wasting. But again, I can't blame the referee for the two goals we've conceded. But you just want the game to flow. The last thing I want to do is the only way you can benefit is winning the game, and then maybe the supporters are not maybe complaining about the referee. But I just felt he didn't have the best of games. No.
How much of a kick in the teeth is it? You got a Millwall great win. You had a great win here against Middlesbrough. And I know that you've been desperately trying to keep everybody motivated, looking towards the top six. How much of a setback is a result like this?
Well, we're two steps forward and maybe two back at the moment. But again, it's another defeat at home. Disappointed because like I said to the players, the challenge to the players is you just get as high as possible. But we're not going to win games of football by just playing for 45 minutes. You've got to play for your 90 minutes.
What chance of a boring question, but because we're asking you all the time at the moment, what chance of adding to the squad before the weekend?
Well, we're going to have to try again because obviously we've got Semi in the treatment room probably, and we've got now Zayeta in the treatment room. But we'll keep trying, whether it'll happen or whatever. We'll do, like I say, we'll keep plugging away.
So are you in the market for a centre back now?
No. Well, I've got Lewis Buxton who can play centre back. I've got Sam Hutchinson who can play centre back. No. Like I say, the most important thing is part and parcel. We are going to get injuries. I wish I was talking to you here about the two injuries, but we had the 3 points. So it's been a disappointing night all round.
So it remains a wide man, does it?
It remains anybody, right. Anybody that's going to come in and improve us. And like I just said there to the players, is that look, sometimes you make my job easy because to be able to leave you out of the team by the way you performed. And what we can't do is, you know, like I say, is we can't just expect to switch a light switch on at half time and think, right, we'll get going because we're 2-0 down. The onus is on us. We have to put them under pressure. We didn't get to the intensity that we got to the other day against Middlesbrough. Little patches we showed it, we did. But the most important thing, like I say, is we were chasing the game and finally it was a disappointing result.